88.9 The Cube. On Thursday, November 14th, at the Bishop's University campus, Dr. Anthony DiMessio will be giving a lecture. First of all, the program will start out with a short documentary on two countries, one street, and which visits the three Quebec border towns of Rock Island, Stanstead and Beebe, and the Vermont town of Derby Line. Dr. DiMessio will share his knowledge on this and answer questions. We're very happy to have the doctor on line with us now. Thank you very much for agreeing to speak with us here at CJMQ.
Thank you for having me.
So this is a really interesting subject, two countries, one street. How did it come about that you were interested in this?
Well, with me, it happened serendipitously, actually. I'm an historian of education, and I was working on another project when I came across a reference to a shared school along the Stanstead-Derby line border, and I thought, well, that's odd. Schooling is a provincial jurisdiction in Canada. Children shouldn't be crossing provincial lines to go to school, let alone international lines. And so I thought, well, this needs a little bit more research here. I was curious, so I looked into it, and what I found was that there was a huge phenomenon historically of children living along the Quebec-Vermont border. This was Stanstead, Stanhope, Hereford, Quebec, who would actually cross into Vermont and attend public schools in Vermont.
So this was a school in the Stanstead area, and what was the name of the school?
Well, I never got a reference to the school in Derby Line. It would have been the local Derby Line public school at the time.
Mm-hmm. And that would have been back when?
This would have been in the late 19th century, and students kept crossing over up until mid-20th century. In Canaan, Vermont, Canadian kids were crossing over, that is, and attending school as late as 1972.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And so this led you into looking into the subject?
Yeah, it led me into looking at cross-border schooling, this phenomenon, and really looking at how the borderland, the communities, and Stanstead, Derby Line is a great example of this, how, you know, you have these people living in two nations, mm-hmm. with a common identity, with this shared local identity, and that sort of is counterintuitive to the way we normally look at international borders, right, which normally represent boundaries or divisions between cultures and identities, and yet here you have it on the Quebec-Vermont border. The border actually represents a shared identity, a common identity.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to address the fact how daily life has changed over the decades and the impact on local identity in this border region. So you're referring to Stanstead, Rock Island, Beebe area.
Yeah.
So what changes have you found?
Well, for one, schooling, in terms of my research, that sort of stopped. That suddenly stopped in the 1970s. I don't have a hard answer for that, why it just stopped. I'm hoping that some of the community members will actually help inform that. We know it stopped. And a lot of this has to do with changing conceptions of the border and tightened border policies and sort of creating those divisions, usually imposed by outsiders, right? These laws are either federal or sometimes provincial. But things really changed and changed dramatically after 9/11. And that's when the border really tightened up.
Yes.
And at that point, inhabitants in that area have been living with new rules, new ways of life.
Right.
They're navigating the border in ways that are brand new to them, really.
I have to tell you that I did grow up in the Three Villages,
as
we call it. Yes. So I'm very aware, and I find the subject very interesting because I actually did live in this area as a child, go to school, mm-hmm. although at the time the school was not like, as you said, when they
right,
would
you would have attended the local school.
Yeah, it was Sunnyside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But there was a lot of border crossing, and it was always very fascinating to see some of the houses that were half in the United States and half in
right.
Canada, and Canusa Street going through Beebe. Have you had an opportunity to visit there quite a bit? Or
I visited the region a bit, yes. And of course, and the Haskell Free Library and Opera House
yes.
is probably the best example of one of those buildings built deliberately on the line. It's a symbol, really, of the shared community. And absolutely, the houses are fascinating, the factories, and a lot of those are actually, we'll be seeing those in the documentary tomorrow. They visit one of the families' houses there, where their kitchen is actually in the United States,
right,
and their living room is in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's something that a lot of people, I think, find fascinating to think that, one family can live in two countries.
Right.
And it does make a lot of questions. Well, where do you pay your taxes? All kinds of questions like that.
Right.
So we can expect that this documentary will be Thursday, November 14th at 7 p.m. And how long is it in duration?
The documentary is just under a half hour itself, and then I'll be giving a talk for around the same time.
Okay, so about an hour. So will it be open to questions from the audience?
Absolutely. There'll be a discussion afterwards, and we're hoping to have a lot of members of the community itself involved in that discussion.
Okay, so do you have any idea, have you had any feedback as to how many would attend?
We're hoping for a good number. Any number is good. We're expecting over 30, and hopefully there'll be more.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing this subject with us, and hopefully that you will get a good attendance. It's a very interesting subject. So once again, can you tell us where exactly it is at the Bishop's University campus?
It'll be in the Cleghorn Lounge, which is in the main building, the McGreer building. And it'll be at 7 p.m.
At 7 p.m. Okay. And if we want to have any information, is there a number that we can call? Or?
Yes, you can contact Fabian Will, who is the chair of the Eastern Townships Resource Center. And his number is 819-822-9600, extension 2647.
Okay. And is there anything more that you would like to add before we let you go?
I don't think so. I just hope it'll be a fun evening for everyone involved, and we're hoping to have a lot of fun with this. It's a great topic, I think, for the region.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We were speaking with Dr. Anthony DiMasio, assistant professor in the School of Education at Bishop's University and ETRC board member. Everyone is invited for this 15th annual Robin Burns lecture entitled Two Countries, One Street.